Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Hello. this is very exciting. How are you,
Tosh? Why is this so exciting? I'm good.
It's exciting. I think this is like the movie that we've done. I think there'll be talk about.
Oh, you know what I mean? Don't okay. you think? Exciting movie.
What you don't know at home, which I'm going to tell you now, is I'm going to ask something of Tosh, and it'll be funny to us, but it won't be funny to you until I tell you why.
Who's it going to be funny to?
To you and I, it'll be fun.
Oh,
I
think. Okay, yeah, okay.
Hey, what's up? Anything fun happen?
Why is that funny?
Oh, maybe it's just funny to me.
Oh,
because
no.
We just did the other podcast that you're going to hear. We did it 2 days ago. So really, probably nothing's happened since that happened. Okay, it's funny now, right? See?
Oh my god, that was such a dad joke.
Well, if I didn't do the intro, I think you would have found it funny. Okay.
Okay.
There's a lot of explanation.
All right. It really was.
That's fine. I don't have any problem with, you know, making some dad jokes. Okay. Yeah. Let's introduce our backseat. She's riding bitch.
Woo!
It's Melissa Rosen. Melissa Della Rose.
Fuck you.
Why?
I like to tease Melissa because when I met her, she went by a stage name.
Oh, really? Yes.
Originally, when I signed up for SAG, Melissa Rosen was taken.
Oh, okay.
So I became Melissa Della Rose.
Did you come up with that on the spot?
No, I just I made up a middle name. And
no, wait. So okay, when you got to SAG, did you already know that, or did you like
no,
get
I looked
there?
It up. I looked it up, and then you filled out all the forms.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And send them in.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
But
I'm now Melissa Rosen in every way.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Did the other Melissa Rosen
she
leave
died.
SAG?
No, I have no idea.
Do they, like, alert you that she...
No. Oh. I just tried again.
Oh, weird.
Because I was getting sick of the confusion.
I see.
Right. And what does yeah. Rosen mean in Hebrew? What does that mean?
Many roses.
Is that just mean rose?
I think in Old English. I don't know about Hebrew.
Yeah.
It is a Jew name. You might as well add Bergstein to it. Rosenbergstein, and I'd be
well,
the
Jew. Well, you're in a car of 2/3 Jews, so you know, so that's great.
2/3 Jews.
Yeah, because I'm not Jewish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, we're 2/3
Jews. Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Two Jewish ladies.
Yeah.
Well,
where are you from?
Originally South Africa, mainly New York.
What?
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm all kinds of fun.
What I like is sometimes when Melissa gets drunker, her accent will revert.
Yes. Really?
It'll become more South
How
African.
How old were you when you moved to New York?
7.
Oh, okay.
Or six or seven, around there.
And you have an accent that emerges
I'm
from that
very
age?
Susceptible, yeah. Oh, especially if I'm around South Africans. If we had seen a movie with British people, mm-hmm. I'd be baking
oh, all. I'm like that, too.
Yeah.
I was thinking if we ever did move down south, I would start talking like that.
Oh, would
very
you?
Very quickly.
Interesting.
I think I wouldn't be able to help it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like...
You have to imitate them a little, and then it starts to become yeah. like...
It's true.
I was born in Oklahoma, so maybe...
But I've never heard any oakiness to you.
Well, I was 9 months when we moved.
That'd be pretty amazing if you did have something like that. Mm-hmm. Although, I can't... I mean, it's kind of flat, I guess, the accent. I'm trying to think of my friend who's from Oklahoma
oh,
and what she sounds
flat?
Like.
Well, yeah. I've told the... Have I told the story before? I'm sure I have. About how when my brother was 4... He was almost 5... And we were living in Oklahoma, and they were at a restaurant, and someone gave him a knife, and he's like, a knife? She gave me a knife. I don't use a knife. And my dad goes, that's it. We're moving. And they did. They moved, like, 2 months later.
He that's
really
funny.
Have seen it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I just like the Minnesota, Wisconsin kind of.
Yeah.
You ever seen Drop Dead Gorgeous?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman.
No,
I'm mixing it up. That's
Drop Dead Gorgeous is with Christy Alley.
Kirsten Dunst, right?
Kirsten Dunst and
Denise
Richards and Amy Adams and Brittany Murphy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's just like it's pageant.
It's pageant.
She's a pageant.
It's done like
yeah.
a documentary. It's
yeah.
really fun. But they all like Minnesota and they're like
right,
she
right.
had a fat ass then, she's got a fat ass now.
That's funny. My twin, his children. You know, they live in North Carolina, and it's interesting is that my niece doesn't have anything like that, any southern twinges, but mm-hmm. but Anderson definitely does.
That's,
and I don't know why that is, you
that's
know.
That's interesting.
They go to the same school. I guess they have different friends, but it's just interesting. Because he definitely...
Maybe she's really... Her friends have big accents.
It's too much to... But, to you know, overcome. It's funny. And it's like, I'll be interested to hear what he sounds like when he's, like, a full-fledged adult. Because mm-hmm. the things that I just noticed, which I think I mentioned before, is he'll say, Fran. He'll say... He's like, that's my friend.
Oh, really?
You know, for friend.
Friend.
Or he'd say, wow. he'd say pen, like pen, you know, kind of thing. Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
That would be like, yes, that would be hard.
So if you moved to North Carolina, that's what you'd...
I know. What would happen if Harper got a son? I bet she wouldn't. I bet Clyde would.
Yeah. Well, Clyde's got a southern name, so it
that's
would just
true.
Go well.
Clyde.
You know?
There is a Clyde County or like a...
I guess Harper kind of is.
Yeah, it is,
southern,
too.
So Harper Lee.
It is. It's true.
Like, when you say, like, Harper, I feel like that's the number one thing you think
of.
Oh,
yeah. That's
yeah,
what
that
we
makes
named
sense.
Her.
I like that.
Who
I love,
we named her.
I love that. This is just so interesting to me, that friendship, you know, with Truman Capote. Just, like, so interesting.
Harper Lee and Truman
yeah.
Capote.
Did you know that?
No.
That it, like, but you read To Kill a Mockingbird, right?
Yes.
So Dill is based on Truman Capote.
I don't think I knew that.
Fun fact.
The
you
more
go.
You know.
Read it again and just...
You know. Yeah, with a star.
But they were like neighbors.
Well, speaking of accents...
Yes.
This movie sure had a
great
lot.
Segue.
Yeah.
Great segue. Probably
thank
one of the
you.
Best we've ever
oh,
done.
Oh, jeez. Thank well, you.
Oh,
wow.
So
wow.
good.
I feel like when you call it out, it kind of ruins
oh,
it.
Yeah. I'll let it out.
Oh, it's okay.
I'll just be like, I'm oh my
kidding.
God,
anyway.
How did they get, that's amazing. Well, we saw, what is the name of this movie? Don John.
Don John.
Right? Mm-hmm. Don John.
Don John.
Which is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Rosen.
Oh, Joseph.
Just, I mean, he's just going to town. He wrote it,
mm-hmm.
he directed
mm-hmm.
it,
mm-hmm.
he stars in mm-hmm. it, you know?
And he plays, like, basically one of those Jersey Shore guys.
Guido.
Can we say, mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like Guido
I was
is
say it whether you wanted
probably
to
offensive,
or not.
But it's what he's playing.
I didn't even
it's
think
legit.
Of that word.
Oh, really?
Well,
is
I'm just...
Look back here and
oh,
stuff?
He's so Guido.
Yeah.
Is that offensive?
I think so. If you're Italian, I think you would.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Really?
So,
it's like a term.
It's definitely a term, but
it's
a derisive
like,
term.
Well,
you know?
He was a derisive guy.
I mean, it'd be this, it's similar to, like, you know what, it's been used for so long, I bet you it is, like, if you call an Irish person a mick, how do they feel
bad.
About that?
They don't
but
like
no,
that, cause
I feel like with Jersey
yeah,
Shore and all that
exactly.
culture, it's become normal to be like,
yeah.
oh, that are Guidettes.
Right, exactly, they
right.
call each other Guidettes.
No, but I mean, if you're
Guidettes.
An Irish American, yeah, if you still call, like, someone who's, like, in Ireland a mick, probably, but here... If you said that, I feel like it has the same kind of like. It's definitely not a good
so.
Thing,
right? It,
you know?
That's not a good thing. But the Guido,
I feel
like
Guido's
they,
less offensive than me.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
as harsh sounding too.
And
oh,
also,
I think
no,
like an Italian person would not
it.
Like Guido. You know?
No, they would. They're, I'm yeah. telling you, like she's right. The Guidettes.
Yeah.
I think when they're
she's
that
right
Guido,
about a lot of things,
they know
today.
They are, and they're not going to deny it. Whereas if you're calling someone a mick, you're being like negative about where they're from. Whereas Guido's more like, they're Italian, but they're a very specific
yeah.
brand of Italian.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but it's like, they're a greasy Italian.
I wow, you said greasy. No one said greasy, okay? You whipped out greasy.
And it's Jersey Shore ridiculousness. They've made it like a word. That
yeah.
everybody exactly, yeah. And yeah. everybody's like, they're proud to be Guidos.
That's
quote,
true.
Unquote.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, this is the story of a Guido. Don John
mm-hmm.
is... He's a ladies' man,
mm-hmm.
and he's a Jersey boy.
He's not just a ladies' man, he's a misogynist, you know, every girl's a number,
right?
Not
yeah.
a human.
Not a human?
Yeah,
well,
they're numbers. They're like, oh, she's a 6'7". It's not like like he's interested in knowing them. They're just like these objects.
Right, right. And he, what's interesting to me is, I guess like, yo, I guess it finally came, he's a bartender, but we never see him at work.
Never
no.
see him fucking working.
But
I thought about that a few times.
It was odd, right?
It was weird because they go through his schedule and like montages of him doing stuff over
yeah.
and over and over and not once did it like.
Mm-hmm.
Which, because you gotta, well, it's on an event, like, he's a playboy, and he's very jacked, and you're right. Like,
are you cold?
I'm good. I'm golden.
Because the air.
I just should I turn this down?
Well, no, I'm warm. Okay. I was just surprised.
I'm just adjusting.
Well, in any event, so he's constantly hitting on women, sleeping with women, and then he meets Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo.
Who's
like the
Guida.
Classic Jersey girl. She's cracking her gum. Mm-hmm. You know.
They all chew gum. Amazing. Why is that like a thing? I know it's a thing, but like in every scene, someone's chewing gum.
It reminds me of, you know that famous story about Barbara Streisand?
No.
You guys ever heard this?
No.
This one is like, she went in for, I don't know if it was sort of Mike Nichols or whatever, some famous director. She goes in to the audition and she like, you know, does it and like audition's like fine, whatever, but the whole time she's chewing gum, you know, and
I think I have heard that.
And then like, so at the end of the audition, when she's about to sing, you know, for the audition, she takes the gum out, she puts it on like,
underneath
the chair, and then she sings, and then like she goes out, like, you know, and it's like they are kind of disgusted, you know, and they look underneath the chair. There's no gum. She was acting.
Was that Barbara Streisand?
That's Barbara Streisand.
I remember that story. I didn't know it was Streisand.
I wonder if that's real.
Could be apocryphal. Could be.
Wow. Okay, really now. Pulling out those words. Wow.
Touche.
Because, like, would they really look under the seat?
Yeah, why would...
I think they'd be annoyed enough to, you know...
Scrape it off?
I mean, that's gross. Like, who's really
looking?
Yeah,
that's the whole point. I don't know.
What's I hope they looked. I hope it's true. Go Barbara.
Who knows?
Let Barbara be.
Let that myth remain.
Well, okay, back to the movie.
Yes.
So he meets ScarJo. That is a challenge for him at first.
Right, she won't sleep
But you
him.
Forgot the main ingredient.
What's oh, yeah. That? He loves porn.
He's addicted to porn.
Oh, right.
He's obsessed with porn.
It's part of his routine.
I mean, addicted. Yeah, he's not just obsessed.
Yeah. And then that becomes a problem in their relationship.
Because she doesn't like porn.
She doesn't like
that. No, her man don't do porn.
So,
I have many issues.
Yeah, all right, okay, let's talk about
it. Well, first of all, her freaking out about porn.
Yes, that's what I was going to bring up.
Just that in general was, I don't know, I feel like, you know, his thing of saying all guys watch porn.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate. Granted, not to the extent he does in the film.
Right.
You know, not on a, like, several times a day, regular basis kind of thing. But everyone freaking watches porn nowadays. Like, especially guys, like, to be that, like, disgust. The way that she was, like...
I feel like it's pretty naive.
Yeah, she was disgusted.
I mean, that was her character because her thing was she's a princess.
Yeah.
She wants him to do everything for him. Change everything, be the perfect in her mind. Man, and she's the perfect specimen.
Yeah.
Right.
So a perfect specimen's mate doesn't
do it.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe that's the thing, and I think that's what a lot of girls maybe do, is they, like, tell themselves that it's, like, he's
a
not...
A personal offense.
They just don't like to think that their man is watching porn, you know?
Right.
For
well,
that
who
very
wants
same reason.
To think
that,
about it, I mean...
Well, I just mean they... Not that you, like, would... actively think about it, but more to the point
they
that...
They don't need to because they're enough.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Mm. And that's what bothers them. You
yeah.
Know? Mm-hmm. As I think, I could see where that would bother someone.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely, I've had girlfriends where the topic comes up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not that it was like, where it's like a problem.
Right.
But you have that discussion that it's like, why am I not, you know what I mean? Why am I not enough, you know,
right.
kind of thing. And you're like, it's different. It's just,
right.
you know.
Well, this is also a weird movie addressing that because he was an addict.
Right.
Because, like, when she got upset, it was like there was 43 sites that he visited that day.
Well, she gets very upset just the first time.
The right. first time she freaks out.
But it's also, she's over, she's in his bed, and he leaves.
Exactly.
To go do it.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
He's an addict.
He's totally an addict. It's like he can't go to sleep without, like, rubbing one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did already. He had sex with her.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
it's a problem. I mean, he's a sex addict.
Going to one of her foibles that was like, I was like, and then you're right. Like, is she's definitely a character and you're like, what is the story? Like, I was trying to like grasp that. I was like, are these real people? I don't feel like they are.
Well, we don't know them maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Mean,
we definitely
don't
know them. Yeah.
That kind of, like the Jersey Shore people.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I was reading about like this, about him, you know, writing this and stuff, and it's like, this is what he wanted to talk about, like this, you know, thing about porn and just people's being assaulted with like sexual images and this sort of thing. But it's like, it's just funny that he, like, why couldn't they just be like a someone more like him?
Right.
But no, he makes this Guido like character.
Like a character, right? Yeah. Yeah, that is weird.
It's so weird that he wrote this. I don't know.
What?
Because I don't know, for me, I still kind of think of him as like the kid from Third Rock from the Sun. Yeah. And like, I mean, and he's so sweet in interviews and so, and not that like you know, can't be sweet and addicted to porn, but like, again, what you were saying, it'd be to me, I think it'd be more interesting if he wasn't a Guido and he was addicted to porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and, then it's, know, like, not as far away and, like, as...
Yeah.
Because what's interesting is, like, I knew this one girl from high school that had this crazy situation, which is basically, like, she found out that her husband was addicted to porn. Mm-hmm. And to the point where it was, like, he would... You know, do the kind of like, you know, what do you call it?
1-900 numbers?
No, like that, but it's like where you, like a webcam, like kind of thing. But he knew this girl, you know what I mean? Where it was like he had this like specific relationship with this girl.
That's like cheating.
I mean, yes.
That is cheating.
And the, and so it was like, it's very, and so yeah, and like, so she, you know, divorced him and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's crazy that like he did that, and then he was, like, able to, like, hide it from her for so long, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, so that's why, like, at the extreme, you could see where a ScarJo character could be upset.
Yeah, but she freaked out before anything got real.
Yeah. And then, okay, yeah, and I was gonna bring this up. The thing that, like, I was like, really? Is that she has a big problem with him cleaning his own apartment.
Yeah, what was that about?
Well, that's what I'm saying. She was this, like, perfect... quote-unquote, specimen. She wasn't even real either. It was just, like, she treated herself the way that he was treating her.
But, like, she had a maid. But if she's dating a guy who's willing to clean up, I feel like, good, then he'll clean
mind,
for her.
Like, men have roles.
Oh, okay.
And women have roles. So it men don't... like, he, men... Her man is not a bartender.
Yeah.
He doesn't do woman's work.
She has, like, a class
I'm quoting a lot this episode.
Woman's work.
But, you know, like, yeah, she...
No, that's what I felt like. It's like she wants to sort of climb out of this blue-collar world, you know, and be something...
Well, and she lost her addiction, or like, I guess what he was trying to say is her addiction also was romantic comedies.
Yes.
And how
ding, ding.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
And how false they can be. And so her princess things probably came from that, because she has an ideal of like how a man and a woman should be that's not realistic.
That was an enjoyable part of the movie. They were about to go see a movie, and on one side was one movie, which
action
was,
film.
Which was called... What was
faster,
it? It was
harder.
Faster, harder, or something like that. Or hard way out, or something like that.
No, it
was
wasn't
awesome.
It like too.
Oh yeah, too fast, too hard. Yeah, that's what it was. It. Yeah. Oh my god. And then the movie that they ended up seeing. What was it called?
Perfect Love or Simple
Special Love. Lover
Special
or something.
Relationship.
Yeah. Special Relationship. And it was Anne Hathaway and.
It was someone special.
Someone
or
special.
Or
special
know.
Someone. Maybe
special
that.
Someone.
That's what it was.
There it is. Hey.
And what was the stripper guy?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was funny. Yeah. Well, what I loved, though, was I loved the parents. Because it was Tony Danza.
Oh, my God, yes.
And what's her name? Glenn Headley.
Glenn Headley, yeah.
I love her.
I love her.
She's great.
She's great. Like, she's perfect for that part.
Yeah.
Because she's played, like, kind of the Jersey girl for, like, her whole career.
Yeah, I just always think of her in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That's what I think of.
Yes.
I
remember that.
I liked her. There was this movie, 2 Days in the Valley. Have you guys ever seen that?
I have, but I've forgotten it.
Is that what Charlize Theron? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people.
Yeah. Well, they were the...
Is James Spader in it?
James Spader is in it?
Oh, my gosh.
James Spader.
Before he became who he is now.
Jeff Daniels?
Jeff. He still does something to remember me.
Really?
I know. It's weird. It's horrible.
We were talking about it because we watched... We were anticipating The Blacklist.
Yeah, I've got issues.
And we watched it.
He's so gross now. But he's like James Spader. I'll watch it. I'm just like, James Spader.
No.
Yeah. It happened. Give me some of that.
That's funny.
Wow, he would be happy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's still doing it for some ladies.
Yeah.
And Tony Danza was like, God, he was amazing.
He was great because, total caricature, but then halfway through the movie, he starts kind of acting.
I
was like, this is pretty good.
I thought he was great from the beginning.
No, I thought he was great from the beginning, he's very, you just see him yelling at the TV, whatever. And then, it becomes more like a real person to me.
That's interesting.
About halfway through the movie.
And then when he met Scarlett, that just creeped me out.
Oh, so gross.
That's got to be weird,
That was weird. He's just grody in that, man.
Well, that's what I think is a weird thing as a dad son relationship, which I do think is this weird kind of thing.
Approving.
It's a double standard. Is that as a father, it's you don't you like the cliche of being you want to lock your daughter up and never
Yeah.
But then the flip side, it's you're excited that your son's bringing home a pretty girl. You know
what? Speaking of daughter,
his different meanings. Okay, it's one thing to be excited and proud. It's another to be excited.
Checking out her ass.
To be
disgusting.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was.
He kisses her on the lips at one point.
The accidental which side do we?
Ugh.
But his daughter was played by the girl from.
What's Alyssa?
No. In this movie.
Oh.
He had
I thought you were talking about the classic.
No. Joseph Gordon-Levitt has a sister in this movie.
Oh, right. And now, awesome. That was great.
Oh, she was United States of Terror. And she's also been in a million things.
It's Brie Larson,
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's
she's
it.
She's awesome.
She is great. But it was weird. Okay, she looks at her phone the whole time, which is hilarious. She never speaks. But at one point, finally, she does speak. And she has no accent. And she doesn't seem like any of them.
No, she had a little bit of an accent.
At the very end, there was a tinge.
She definitely didn't fit in the family scenario.
No, she didn't. She didn't dress like that,
But maybe that makes sense, because she is attached to her phone, and so maybe she's just not, like the family.
She's born into it, but not necessarily
a
part of
it. But then I feel like they should have dressed that. It was weird to me.
But I did like how she doesn't say anything, and then when she says something, it's important.
Good. Yeah, I like that part, too. But it's, no accent, and she looked like she could have been... on The New Girl or something.
Right,
It was
Yeah.
Anyway. That's true.
But,
I liked her, though. I liked her, Julianne Moore and her saved the show for me.
Good point. He starts, one of the things that he does, that she makes him do, Scarlett Johansson, is she makes him take this class at a community college or whatever.
So did they ever say what the class was?
No.
Okay. It was vague as hell.
And let's not give anything away, but she's in that class.
Well, I'm just saying she's in the class.
Okay, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. Not giving anything away. Actually, we're not giving anything away. If you watch a preview of this movie, you know what happens there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
But, no, she was great.
She was wonderful.
Yeah, she was.
I mean, honestly, I don't even know how I feel about this movie.
Really?
I can't tell if I like it or I really hated it.
Oh,
I thought
why
this movie
really
was going to be more of a romp.
Yeah, maybe
and
that's
it wasn't,
why.
You know?
Well, tell me why you might have hated it.
I don't know.
It.
It's just because there's so much of his routine over and over. It became, monotonous.
Boring.
And
that was
it's just, it seemed to drag for me.
Yeah.
Because, I don't like when I'm in a movie and I notice I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
And there were just points where I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
You know? And, towards the end, I started to like more. That's why I say I'm not sure how I feel about it. Because, the way things resolved and, you know, character choices and shit, it got better.
Yeah.
Right.
But overall, just, you know when you're in a movie and you just don't give a shit about the characters?
That's how you felt.
Yeah, it was kind of I don't care enough about him or her.
Uh-huh.
Well, you start to hate her.
Well, you start to, kind of be annoyed by both of them.
Yeah, it's true.
Because
you're he's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she becomes ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's just oh, this is why I don't watch Jersey Shore.
Right, exactly. That was the thing I felt is, I did watch Jersey Shore the first season.
Okay.
Full
disclosure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then it's I would watch it and I'd feel dirty.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt a little bit watching them. I was ugh.
Dirty Jersey,
I don't want to, be a part of any of this, you know?
Right.
I just don't like how either... Yeah, I don't like how either of them are, who they are, and...
And then the sex thing also became a bit much. I loved sex.
But
and I liked in the beginning all the quick clips and shit. I thought it was good, but it became overused.
Yeah.
To the point where it was okay, I've seen enough porn for a day.
Right.
That, and we were in, like, a movie theater full of a bunch of oldies.
That
and
was
goldies.
Weird.
That's what
that
was
which
weird.
Is, like, you start to feel a little uncomfortable about the situation.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
oh.
When you're right next to them,
yeah.
It's like,
oh, my
ooh,
gosh.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's, yeah. I was not good.
Like, because you feel, like, their uncomfortableness kind of, like,
oh, really?
Rubs
I didn't
off,
feel
I don't
that.
Know.
I just, like, felt
you
like, I don't want to be next.
Guys, I'm going to mention this.
Okay.
I don't want
to
talk about
oh,
it for
no.
very long,
oh,
but
no.
I want to, like, move on from it.
Go on.
Which
yeah.
is on a similar vein. Like, one time me and my brother, okay. we were at home, you know, back for the holidays or whatever, and we were, like, going on the computer, and, like, we okay. noticed, like, some history on the computer, just clearly from my dad.
No! That's terrible.
And we were like, don't want to think about this.
Why were you checking the history?
Yeah. No, we were just like, you know,
accidental.
If you're like doing a
oh,
search,
you start to write something,
and just something fills up.
Doesn't he know about
like
privacy?
No. He's a dad. He don't know about that shit. Just like Don John doesn't know about it.
Don
you know?
John. Yeah,
Don. Which John. I had to say, that's crazy. The
it
guy
is
in
crazy.
The like, you know, here we are. We're well into the 21st century. Mm-hmm. You
yeah.
should know about clear history.
I mean,
history.
If he's so into porn, he's
yeah.
got to know. That's ridiculous. But maybe he's that dumb, and if that's the case, why are we watching him?
Because if he's so into porn, he's definitely probably had some computer problems.
Mm.
You know, because
really?
He clearly...
Why?
That. If you look at porn, I look at porn, okay?
Full disclosure.
And there's viruses that, like, are just loaded,
oh,
you know what I mean?
That's true, pop-ups?
Yeah, the pop-ups and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta watch out for that shit.
Interesting.
So I'm just worried that Don John, but hopefully he has a clean,
what
you know,
is it, the
some protection program. Yeah, the cookies and stuff.
Cookies.
It's not good. But it's good that he's on a Mac, though, because there's less viruses.
That's that
so
right?
I think
was
there's
that a
less,
Mac?
Okay.
That's definitely a fact, yeah.
No, was that a Mac?
He was on a Mac.
Oh,
that
yeah.
noise is always, that's the Mac.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you could see the screensaver and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah.
I did
enough.
Say, like, this is a dumb point, but he had a completely clean desktop.
And a dirty fucking laptop?
Who doesn't, you know, I just think that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No files on his desktop at all.
Well, you know? Maybe that's all he's doing. He's not smart.
It's just
guy.
For, his laptop's just for porn.
Yeah.
It did seem
porn
like
laptop.
He only opened it for one reason. I mean, if he gets hard just hearing it start up,
yeah.
then he's
right.
not answering emails.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I want to talk about this, which is this whole porn thing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you girls, did you ever have, like, a thing where you feel like you are being compared to these porn girls?
Oh, God,
is that,
yes.
Yes?
No, I think there's a huge issue with our, like, generation of guys growing up on porn.
Yeah.
Because they think that that's what they should expect.
Right, right.
I had a discussion with someone, I don't know who, because I drink a lot, but, yeah, about this the other day, about
yeah.
how men, they're... like my generation of guys have grown up with the internet and with way more access to porn.
Yeah.
And that's changed the way that they have sex and the way they think they should have sex.
Right.
And so on and so forth. So.
That's very. I've thought about it as a mother.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't want my kid, like, Clyde to be like that.
Yeah.
And
of course.
I
yeah.
So I've thought about
having to talk about porn.
Well, not just that, just, like, making sure that he doesn't view women that way.
Yes,
and, like,
yes.
it's not that porn isn't what sex is necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't.
Well, it was interesting, like, when he would talk about the various things, because, okay, here's a couple things that I think are unfair in the comparison of, like, real life versus porn kind of thing. Number one, with a bullet. Is girls being loud, like, you know, like how, that kind of thing. Because it's like, I do think it's like...
With a bullet.
It's just funny to me because it's like, I do feel like that's a learned thing.
For them to
I mean?
Be loud.
Yes. I feel like, you know, I think like some girls are louder than others.
No, I think when it's like fake loud.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
trying to be a certain way
right.
for a guy, then yes. I think if you're making noises just because... You're
you
happy
like
to
it.
You're enjoying your time.
Yes.
Then
no, no. But what I mean is, like, if like you're a dude and you watch porn, which everyone does, it's like, and you're with a girl that's not making crazy noises,
then you have an expectation of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
really?
And you think she's not happy or something like that.
What?
You know?
You think that?
I'm just saying, I could see, like...
You could see it hypothetically. Hypothetically.
No, but don't you...
No,
I mean,
I'm just saying, okay, I can see, like, someone having grown up with it. Like,
yeah.
or even someone, like, 20, 21, like, all they've seen is porn,
yeah.
pretty much. And then they're, like, that person thinking that, but a grown man think Dude. Expecting those noises all the time.
But what I'm saying is, I've had sex with a few different women.
What?
And some of them were very loud, and some of them not very much at all.
Well, that's like people.
Yeah, you know? But I'm saying if you watch porn, they're all loud, you know?
Right. Yeah, they're not quiet about it.
No, you know? So, yeah.
I mean, listen, if you're having a real experience with someone, you can feel, unless you're disconnected, you can tell if they're being real or if they're not being real or if they're unhappy or if they're a real quiet Nilly, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Then who needs them?
A quiet Quinetta.
I mean, that would be terrible to have a just dead silence.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's like, dead silence is a different issue. It has nothing to do with porn. Dead silence is like, lady, boredom. You need to like, where they're repressed and it's like.
Well, but you know, that's my thing. Is like all things being equal, like yes, you would like some noise. You know, I think the noise is fine.
But that has nothing to do with porn.
I think it does. I think it's like
the levels. You know, it has to do with
porn. Yeah,
the
levels.
Yeah, making noise is one thing. Screaming like
a
crazy bitch.
I mean, if you
bitch,
need a, straight, a screaming lady, then you have an issue. I mean, if you need some
maybe,
lady,
maybe
like,
you're hard of hearing. Maybe you're hard of hearing, and you need, you know, need to know for sure.
I mean, that's some insecurity going on if you need someone screaming the whole time.
Right. Okay, number two.
Yes, with a bullet.
The bullet's already been used.
Yes. Okay.
Redo the bullet.
He talks about these various positions, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Which...
Well,
three, like, he's always like...
missionary,
yeah, he's like, missionary, everyone's cowgirl, doing it missionary, but he's like, doggy, cowgirl, and blowjobs. I guess I'll include that, too.
Oh, right, thing. All right. Ridiculous.
So, okay. I feel like that's... Yeah, okay, most girls, like, you're gonna always probably start with missionary, sure.
Yes.
But I feel like most girls, they're willing to do those other two.
I certainly hope so.
I mean, come on.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's also, like, he forgets, like, he's not in relationship with most of the girls. He has the montages.
Oh, that's
bitches.
That's a good point.
Like, missionary is, like, a starting point.
Yeah.
If you date someone or get to fuck more than once, then you'll move on to other fun.
Flip it around.
Yeah, you get a little bit more. So if you're only gonna fuck these girls for one night, you'll probably end up with just missionary.
And also, I have a hard time believing he couldn't get a blowjob from a one night. Like,
yeah.
Come on, the first time.
I mean,
maybe she doesn't finish.
No,
is that
I don't
what he was intimating, or no, was they, just no blowjob at all?
Well, he said no blowjob, and then he said if they do, it's like for like a hot minute, and then they're moving on.
And I don't believe that would really happen.
I think that truly would.
I think it would.
I totally think
that
it would.
No one, first of all, these girls he's with apparently are obsessed with him. Like, they really like him.
Yeah but it would be a quickie. It wouldn't be a long blow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they would do it.
Because I think they would just, like, you just move on. You're just like blowjob, and then you have sex, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so
maybe,
you don't finish.
But what if they don't, like, he's having sex, every single one has to have sex the first time? Like, he's not getting a blowjob one time? That seems weird to me. I don't know.
Well, and so that's
Why
fair,
is it
I guess.
Always sex right away? There's no, like,
I would go for the sex and the blowjob.
Right. No, and I think most girls would, you know? Because I think, like, you know, if I were a girl, if I were gay, I just feel like the dick, it's right in your face. That seems more intimate by far than just, like, regular
vaginal
sex. No,
totally.
Sex.
As the token slut here, I would definitely sleep with a guy over giving him head, especially if it's just a one-night stand.
Yeah.
Because it is more intimate.
Yeah.
Like, you're going down there. It's an intimate thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but all I'm saying is...
Are you taking the pro blow job?
Well, I'm definitely not anti. But all I'm saying is there's so many women...
How dare you? I'm pro blow job. I'm just saying, this one-night stand scenario, I'm not going to go down on you. You haven't deserved it yet.
Right, okay.
Well, I have done that.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have. I can't even remember.
No, but I definitely, like, I've encountered that, too, and that always fascinated me. I was like, oh... Okay.
I mean, if it's happening naturally, it's not like I'm like,
Right.
not your goal for the evening.
Exactly. But yeah. If it happens, I'm not going to be. I mean, this is
opportunity
weird.
Presents itself. I don't think about
it anymore. I mean, if it happens and we're in this position, I'm not going to be like, I'm not doing.
Right. You're kneeling already.
You
why not?
Find yourself on the knees.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
But my point also is if he slept with, like, hundreds of women, supposedly.
Yeah.
Not one blowjob.
No, I see what you're saying. You know, that's not all. One, yeah.
There's got to be a few in
it's
there.
It's true. Peppered okay, so the last
well,
two...
Well, he only dates eights and above.
Eights and above, yeah.
Well, maybe they don't have to give it.
That's true.
I don't
like
that.
If you dated
like
ugly ones,
you
get a
like
lot of
that.
Blowjobs.
Listen, yeah. I don't think that's true.
No, it's not true. It's not true.
I think he's just... I mean, he's making the point, you know, through his writing, but in reality, yeah, no. It's not true.
Okay.
Wait, while we're on blowjobs, though, because
yeah.
he also mm-hmm. said that going down on a girl was horrible, and that guys
yeah.
that like it are fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, like,
he's
Neanderthal.
Sexist.
That's
he's
crazy.
He's a misogynist.
Okay.
I
think
yeah.
most
I just
men...
hope that that's not really Joseph Gordon-Levitt saying that, because, you know, I want him to be a good man.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope it's just his character.
Yeah.
Listen, this character is a caricature.
He's a douche, yeah.
He's a... Yeah, that's typical of a misogynist. Guy be like, I'm not going down on a girl.
Yeah.
She's gonna go down on me.
And that's, like, part of my problem with the movie is I feel like he's hiding behind the character.
Right.
He wants to say something about sex and relationships and stuff, but he has been this character into the point where we don't really know, like, what he thinks. You know what I mean? He's just bringing it up. And maybe
no,
that's his whole
I know,
thing.
I know what Joseph Gordon-Levitt thinks.
I think the end kind of just says what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
I want to give it away.
Like to have sex
but it's
with
basically
someone.
You should want to lose yourself in someone else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's
kind of
saying.
The message.
Well, yeah, because right. that's what he was saying the whole time, was that he lost himself in porn, and he couldn't lose himself in another
yeah.
person.
Right. Okay, last two things with this sort of sex area.
Okay.
Of things
the
that porn,
area.
You know, maybe guys see this and they want this in their real life and they're not going to get it. Okay. One is...
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
No easy way to say it.
Okay.
Titty fucking?
Okay. That, I had an issue with that right away.
And
I'm
I would
sorry.
Say, again, I think lots of girls are down for that.
No,
so, like,
excuse me, no, this is why I have an objection. When a guy asks me, and I've had a guy ask me,
yeah.
titty fuck, I'm like, are you shitting me? Are we, like, 16 and in high school? Like, what the fuck? Who wants to titty fuck? First of all, when you've got blowjobs and actual fucking sex,
yeah,
titty fucking is just weird. And it's really like, it's so weird, and the girl gets nothing out
right,
of it.
Right.
It
no,
is
and that's true.
So
yeah.
pointless. You just sit there going, oh yeah, loving this. This is great. Fantastic.
Especially if you're doing that.
Like, what the...
Loving this.
Great. Love your dick right there.
Oh,
so good.
Listen.
Well, I also think just like a, you know,
I'm
a normal
so
blowjob,
so.
Like, you wouldn't... In typical, you wouldn't, like, stay there the whole time. It's like, it's not like there's a 30-minute titty fuck. It's just like you do it for
oh,
a second,
just,
it goes into a blowjob, or you go have sex.
It goes right into
no,
the
but like
yeah.
you said,
you're there already, you just keep
exactly.
going.
It's like a landing.
Yeah. I'm
climbing
yeah.
in for landing.
Wait, I'm up there.
It's no, but like, they said it like, oh, you titty fucker? Like,
yeah.
you know, like it's,
like as
like
if
it's
that's
an event.
Something that happens every day.
Yeah, like
no,
they request it.
That's a special
it.
Thing, special occasion.
No, and it just, to me, it's just like, oh, I just find it so ridiculous. Like, why?
Okay, and then the last, I think, is the craziest, and I don't think I've ever done this to a girl. I don't really have a desire to.
Oh, I know, it's coming up.
which is the money shot,
money
which is,
shot.
You know, squeezing in her face.
But that's the misogynistic thing, because
yeah.
that's about dominating.
Right.
That's one of the things that porn, unfortunately, I think that comes from a wanting to, you know, to dominate.
Yeah,
it's
a
statement.
Power thing, yeah.
It's a statement.
Yeah. Take
no,
that,
to
yeah.
No girl's like, yes,
right.
do it in my face. I want to like, please, I'm make sure my eyes are closed.
No, exactly. Because right. I think, like, there's, like, girls have different feelings about, you know, cum and what they, you know,
yeah.
they'll, like, either pretend to like the taste or don't like the taste or whatever.
Pretend.
No, that's what I mean. Like,
oh,
I fully think that there's some girls that, like, are turned on by it, and then there's some girls that pretend to make you excited, mm-hmm. and then girls like that don't at all, won't mm-hmm. like none mm-hmm. of that, you know.
I mean, we could talk for hours about all the sex yeah. like things, the levels.
But I do think like yeah, that's like that's the craziest that's in porn all the time, and it's just like
yeah,
you're not. That's not gonna. Maybe it happens sometimes in real life. I have no desire to it. I just
all
don't.
The time in porn?
Always. It almost always finishes that
oh,
way.
Oh, right, because they have to.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes...
they have to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like...
They have to show things.
Yeah, kind of exactly. porn, yeah,
they
but it's like...
They have to, like, let us see what's going on.
And I guess it's more exciting than it's like, you know, like they just finish. They're like, just they like, had the shot in the movie.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Oh, goo-goo.
I realize I've become so old that this is where I'm going, but like honestly, I just realized again, like who's gonna have that discussion with Clyde, like right. about like listen,
do not come in your girlfriend's face. Yeah. It's a little bit rude. She won't be dying for it.
Here's what's going on in porn.
Right.
This doesn't happen really.
Let's go over some trends in porn.
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously I can't have that conversation, but then is Brett going to have that conversation? And that's a weird conversation to have with your dad.
Maybe Uncle Nate needs to come over.
I think maybe somebody, like, and then, like, Brett's whole family's Mormon,
right?
So they can't have that talk.
See, I have no doubt, though, that some people do like that. Some people like that.
But every
to think
single,
it's a given, yeah.
And also, like, every time.
Yeah.
That,
again, special occasion.
Special occasion. Anniversary. You get a good money shot.
Honey, lighting the candles tonight.
You give her a rose. She's like, okay, you can come in my face.
Oh, dear.
That's funny. I mean, like, because you know, that's what's interesting is that, like, there's certain things that I'm just like, oh, yeah, no, like, but I think, like, girls will do things like that sometimes where they will be like, oh, it's this, you know, thing, it's like, we're on this trip or whatever, and they're like, you know what I mean?
Trip. We're in Yosemite. You can come on my face.
Yeah. Totally. You're in the outdoors.
Yeah.
It's probably healthy for your skin.
Oh, dear.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Coming back to things. This movie is supposedly loosely based on Don Juan. Okay. Which is like a real story.
Mm-hmm. It's legit.
And I was trying to remember how that story ends.
I know.
You know? Because basically, like, Don Juan is, like, yeah, he loves all this women, but he's also, like, sort of condemned to, like, go through time. Like, you know, he chases after this one woman,
mm-hmm.
And he can't get her, you know what I mean? And then I was trying to remember I was watching this movie. Oh. I was like, how does that story end? I can't remember.
Does he find true love?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
You know?
Me either.
Yeah. That's very interesting, and I don't envy you, Tosh, about how what are you gonna do with this talk? That's tough.
Yeah, it's tough being a parent.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you could do what my parents do and just did and just ignore never talk
everything.
About it at all.
Never.
Yeah.
I feel like now
my parents never talk about anything.
Well, yeah.
And I know they've had sex at least twice.
At least.
It's interesting talking
just be two.
About porn and, like, I never had the sex talk either, but I found my parents' porn really early.
Sure.
So I started on that stuff really early.
Right,
and then I
right.
burned out really early.
Yeah.
I think I was done with it by, like, 18.
Nice,
I had,
you
sped like,
through
10
it.
Years. 10 years.
I think this is the only time that it's vaguely come up was I, like most young men, mm-hmm. I bought some Playboys,
mm-hmm.
which was...
How did you do that? Was that hard?
I have to say it was hard.
Yeah,
you know,
I
you get up the confidence to go
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, jeez.
Because first you're just looking. You're in the bookstore, you're just looking.
And then you gotta like slowly go...
Yeah, and then there's other... Like, the best possible situation is it's just, you know, the clerk and you.
Right.
That's the best.
Right.
But normally there's somebody else around, and that's very embarrassing. Because otherwise, I feel like this is almost like a priest relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can't, you know, they can't show disgust at you buying this or whatever, you know? And I can remember, like, you know, just bolting, like, at the last second. Yeah. You know, like, oh, no, you know.
Ugh, that's frustrating.
And yeah, so I had this thing. Oh, I'll tell this side thing. One time, and this is when I lived in New York, I was, like, in the airport, and I was just looking at some, oh, I was buying a Rolling Stone, which, you know, it's a huge magazine, right? And it was, I think it was, like, a double issue or whatever. It's huge, right?
Yeah.
So I go, and I put it up there. You know, and inside is a Playboy, and I'd never realized this. And the lady's like, she's like, you're gonna have to pay for this too.
You really didn't know?
I had no idea.
No, like,
I
just, that's like
someone else had put it.
Yes,
in.
Someone had done, like, some teenager had done that move. You know, which I did as a kid.
That's amazing. I'm like, come on. And what did you do?
So you got called out.
So I was like, that's not mine. Nobody. There was a huge line. Nobody believes me.
That
like, that's not mine. How did that get in there?
Oh, my God.
And I was
terrible.
Like, and I couldn't decide. Like, I ended up just buying the Rolling Stone, but I almost felt like, should I just buy it? Should I just be like, okay.
Add it to the.
Make yeah. everyone feel okay about yeah. this transaction.
Oh, no.
Instead, I looked like the boob. It was like, no, it's not mine.
That's great.
Someone put that in there.
You should have caused, like, a big semen, like... I would have gotten a hustler. You want me to get a hustler? Get me two hustlers. Do they even
exactly.
make that
oh, please.
Get me... Yeah.
That'll
penthouse.
Show.
Penthouse.
But, so in any event, I kept my magazines in a dumb place.
Under your bed?
Which was under my mattress, mm-hmm. right? And I feel like, yeah, under your bed, I used to keep them there. But I think I sort of kept them, like, just in between the box spring and the mattress, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Boys, where else are you going to hide?
Yeah.
It's easy to get to, too, you know? But in any event, I think my mom found it.
Someone like a MacGyver would have hid them better.
Yeah.
Like, if you were a budding detective. Yeah. I wonder if those kids...
MacGyver.
They must have, like, some little
his,
secret
like,
stash.
And
yeah. It's inside a heating duct
yeah, exactly.
or something.
I wonder if a young prodigy detective is a really
young
great...
Young Sherlock.
Is a great porn stash.
Yeah. A great hiding place.
Well, okay, so in any event, that happens. I discover it's gone, right?
I'm no!
But, like, I'm like, that's whatever. Funny. My mom probably found it. She threw it away. Who cares? But... the worst possible thing happens,
which is
in the family room.
Oh,
it's like my mom, my sister, my brother, my dad. My dad says to me, he's like, Nathan, he's like, found your periodical collection.
What a hypocrite now that we know
I know, right? Totally. And so, and he was like, it's out in the trash if you want it. And I was just like, oh, my God.
You're did you want it? You should have been like,
exactly.
yeah, I'll
it's
be
like,
back.
I had to go get the trash porn now, you know?
So good.
He didn't really mean it. He didn't.
No, he's doing it just to embarrass me. And I was just like, oh.
He didn't think you really wanted it.
My friend Jeremy had a similar story, which was, like, even worse because his was, like, confiscated, right? And then later on. He found it in the nightstand next to his parents' bed.
No!
I was like,
that
oh
is
my God.
Disgusting no, on rough. A variety
using
of levels.
The same porn as your child.
Yes. And being like, how do you not like feel disgusting about
right.
that?
Right. Because funny. This is kind of, you know, especially the worst is like when you're in college, okay? And like, and it's like, it's so funny to like have some sort of feeling of. The right thing to do
yeah.
with your porn and the healthless, the clean way
yeah.
to handle porn. Mm. But, yeah, these people are masturbating to this porn. And
who
these,
is? Where?
Whoever.
Are you
guys anywhere.
I got
you know?
Lost in
yeah,
this story.
Me too.
These pages, they're going to get sticky and start sticking together and stuff.
I don't wanna
and so that's what I'm like. That's just, no, nobody, you want a fresh, clean page.
Fresh, clean.
So gross.
Okay?
So gross. Why? It's just going everywhere?
Yeah, why
can't
that you control
happen?
Your shit?
Well, I'm just saying sloppy guys, okay? No, like a pro, he's going to have a, you know, Kleenex, sock, whatever it is.
Well, do you want to know something terrible?
Yes.
One time we were staying at this hotel, my brother... my mother and I, maybe my dad was there, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, and he left his Penthouse magazine in the bathroom after he like went in the bathroom
right.
and he left it in there. And then I was 11, I went back in there, I was like, Mom.
Oh, you tell it on him.
Well, I didn't know what, I think I was like, not sure. No, I must have known what it was. Yeah.
Which do you think is worse? Because I definitely... You know, this one friend of mine, a girl, like, she had a Playboy subscription. And she would actually, like, have it in the bathroom, which I thought was crazy. But
grown
cool. Grown woman.
I feel like that's, like, a cool move.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, oh, I'm cool, so I'm going
to... Exactly. But if you went up to, like, a guy's place, which is worse? Probably in the bathroom, right? Like, some guys will just... They don't care. Yes. They'll have it on their coffee table.
Who are these assholes?
Jerks.
Yeah,
you know?
They're jerks.
Like, whatever. Hide your porn, okay?
Yeah.
Or display it proudly, but in a tasteful way,
no,
okay?
No
and
way
have
to
it
do
be
that.
Clean, okay? Ugh. No sticky pages.
No
right?
sticky pages. No sticky pages.
Oh,
amateur.
My gosh.
Now I feel
yeah.
bad that 11-year-old me told on my brother.
Yeah. Respect the code.
I think he got over
he
it.
He was a jerk anyway.
No, does he still, does he have a southern accent now?
No.
An Oklahoma accent? That's
no,
gone.
He was four.
So your parents did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
That's good.
I'm going back there.
That's good, yeah.
all right. Anything else with this?
I'm trying to think, was there anything else brought up by this movie?
Church.
He was a big church goer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's talk about this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was raised Catholic,
mm-hmm.
right? You got a little bit of both, right?
Mm-hmm.
Full-blown Jew.
But I was raised part. It was weird.
Is there any? I don't know much about the tribe, so I'm going to ask this now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any sort of similar
confession?
Reconciliation kind of thing?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't.
Like when you atone, you don't tell anybody. You just atone. Right?
Atone? Yeah. Is our people atoning?
Yeah,
I think,
like,
well,
what is
Yom
Kippur?
Kippur. Yeah,
that's the Day of Atonement.
Right, right,
you just,
right.
you just, you know, be
you silently to
for
yourself,
a day.
You're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You make peace with God.
Mm-hmm.
I'd not like that. Not
right.
where, like, see, that always amazed me about the Catholic thing, like how you can just, like, ah, oh, murdered someone the other day. Ah, oh, well, do 30 Hail Marys.
Listen, I'm a lapsed Catholic. If anything, I'm agnostic. That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my biggest problems.
You can, like, wipe the slate clean.
Yes.
Because
it's crazy. Because it's like you could be like a fucking serial murderer.
Yeah.
And at the last second.
Yeah.
Repent.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, everything's
yeah.
all right.
I mean, then why don't they just let everyone get abortions and just,
you know.
Yeah, just
say Hail Mary
yeah,
and call
exactly.
it a day.
Right.
And I don't understand. It's very interesting in my family, too, because, like, many of my aunts
mm-hmm.
got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And that's not okay.
That's it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're Catholic, like.
Yeah.
You know, and, but, hey, let's bring it to modern day. How cool is this Pope? This new pope?
Oh,
he's
I don't
awesome.
Know much about him.
I don't know anything.
He's great.
Tell me about this pope.
This pope, you haven't heard anything about
well,
this
I
guy?
Well, I have heard that he's cooler than the other
he's
popes,
totally
but
cool.
I don't know why.
Listen,
go on.
Okay, bunch of things, right? He's like, basically lifted all these things about, like, premarital sex.
Oh, good.
Hooray.
The gays, we like the gays
oh,
now.
Really?
Like, that's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, and that's like, this
that
is amazing.
Good. That
I mean,
is amazing.
Confirm,
what about,
yeah.
are they going to let women be...
No, he doesn't
well,
say anything
about
that.
Let's not go
sure.
crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
One step at a time.
That's probably
women
the next...
Last.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's pretty amazing. Like, I never thought that would happen, you know?
Yeah.
That it was just, you know, it's thousands of years now
yeah.
of
dumb
stupidity. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, any event. What was I talking about?
Just that he
repenting.
Would go in there and repent every
yes.
week.
Okay. Confession. I think it's bullshit. I don't know anyone that would go in there and tell the truth.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like,
well, that's also why I liked the line. At one point, he's like, can you tell me how you're working out?
Yeah.
The,
right,
the
right.
math of how many Hail Marys.
Oh, which was hilarious.
Which
I didn't tell you growing up.
Yeah.
Because it would be like just this random figure.
Oh, you would have to go in there and tell them
yes.
things?
This is a sample one. Like, so he, like, what I think was funny is he, yeah, Hail Marys, our fathers, something, you always have to do the act of contrition. He didn't do that in that, which
what
is another
that?
Prayer. It's
oh.
like when you first start, like, he just said, like, the mini version mm-hmm. of it. Normally you have to say this, like, oh, I'm heartily for sorry for these sins.
Oh,
and he did this
yeah.
whole paragraph, whatever. Apostles' Creed, you could get that. And then my favorite is, like, the glory bee, which if you had, like, a very minor sin,
mm-hmm.
you'd get a couple glory bees, nice. Which is this. This is the glory bee. It's just, glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it.
Yeah.
Shortest prayer there is.
Glory bee.
Yeah. So, But when I would go in, I would always say the same thing. No, yeah, lots of impure thoughts going on, that's masturbating, what whatever. No, I wouldn't say that. Here's what I'd say. I think I lied once, and I didn't honor my father and mother, and that's all I would say every time.
And we got glory bees. A lot of glory bees.
I mean, well, you know, it depends. Like, if it was just the parents' thing, yeah, maybe some glory bees. But the lying, that's... Depends on... He would ask, what did you lie about?
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He lied about not masturbating to
them. Yeah, right?
That's what you could say. Yeah, you should.
Well, because what's interesting is, like, we have, like... they separate the sins. There's two kinds of sins.
Mm-hmm.
There's mortal sins. Those are the worst.
Right.
You're going to go to hell.
Right.
If at the end of your life you die and you have a mortal sin, you haven't you know, done reconciliation for that, it's fucked. Over. You're done. Venial sins are like, minor sin. You know, impure thought, that's going to be...
Religion is,
you
know, ridiculous.
It's crazy, right?
I love this, like, scale.
No.
Who decides the cutoff?
It's just very arbitrary and weird. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Well, even I thought that was kind of bullshit. It was comedic in the movie.
Yes.
In a good frame. Yes. Just sort of like weekly he does this, we find out what's going on. But
so how did you feel? In conclusion, you're feeling...
End of the day, wrap up on Don John.
Yeah.
Gotta say, missed opportunity, could have had Don Johnson in there somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would have been nice. Just a little missed. He walks by, something.
He walks by.
Whatever. True. You know.
Maybe he did.
At the end of the day, I just thought it was like blah. Like, I was actually excited to see this movie, and then the other movie we saw this week was like so much better.
Oh, did you see so good.
We saw Enough Said.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
And Oh, yeah.
Campbell Feeney.
Yeah, I thought this would be a lot better. I think that we can agree that if he hadn't been playing such a Guido, maybe he would have been ironically more vulnerable.
What if they just play themselves, like, you know, a version of themselves? I would have been more interested in that.
Yeah.
Well, that's also, I think, like, when I expected to see was more comedy because of the Guido aspect. I thought there'd be a lot more, like, comedic parts based on that, and because there weren't, then I totally agree. It should have been more.
But I think, and when now that I'm thinking about it, I think it would have been much funnier if they were just normal, because it's like that's the joke that they're Guido. But no, I think the more thing is like this porn thing.
It's true that was and like I think it would what have been the funnier. Joke was supposed to be. I mean, she was amazing at it.
She was great. Say. My favorite line of the thing was like, yeah, you're cute.
Yeah.
Like,
you're cute. I like you.
I don't think that, well, anyway. Yeah.
Wait, what were we going to say?
I was just going to say, I don't even remember Julia Moore in the preview.
Oh, she's in a version of, maybe you didn't see that particular preview, but, yeah.
Did that thing just go off?
It's, no, it's fine. It's just the headphone jack is a little wonky.
All right, well...
Yeah.
Well, the backseat, so... end of the day, what'd you think?
I liked it in the sense that it was not the stereotypical script format and bullshit story you've heard a million times over and over. Yeah. I like that. I like that it wasn't all lovey-dovey as far as romantic comedy, and again, classic ending, you know what's going to happen thing. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, though, not a fan. Just didn't really enjoy it as much as... Maybe because I had an expectation going in.
Yeah.
None.
Last thing I'm going to say about it. A lot of tits and ass and sex for a PG-13 movie.
It was PG-13?
No. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it was because I was reading about this.
Holy shit.
PG-13 movie.
There was a lot of titties.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, right?
That's right. Yeah, well, maybe. And there's
that much sexual content?
Yeah, he fought, like, hard to, like, you know, I guess he must have taken out things, too,
does
or whatever.
Okay, but that's the other thing, also, just really quick.
Yeah.
Like, does it really fucking matter nowadays if it's rated R or PG-13? Like, people fight to keep it PG-13.
Right.
Does it really stop people going to see it? Like, it used to, maybe, but not now. I don't think parents really give a shit.
Maybe not parents, but you can't, like, buy a ticket.
Yeah, right. But at 13, I mean, come on.
I mean, it's interesting. It'll be interesting when, I don't know, when my nieces and nephews, to, like, get that, like, thing of, like, when they're 13, to see, like, what have they seen? You know, I was so sheltered as a kid. Like, the first R-rated movie that I saw in the theater was Stand By Me.
Really?
And
that was R?
That was R. That's how things have changed so much.
Yeah.
That was R, and it's like, crazy. He says, fuck.
Wow.
I mean, that's the reason it's R, you know?
It's crazy.
I mean, it's, like, just crazy, you know? The first PG-13 movie I saw was Troll, the original Troll movie.
I don't know what that is.
Which, in fact, you get to see Julie Louis-Dreyfus' boobs in that.
Really? She's showing them off.
So, there you are. Fun fact. So, yeah. I don't know. Well, Melissa De La Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having me.
It was fun.
This has been
The Roco Review. I know, I didn't mean to.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Still worked out. Okay.
Alright.
Boy meets girl and girl meets boy, but the girl meets another boy and likes him better. Maybe wears a sweater. It's a Roco Review. It's a Roco Review.